We got a guy here who is, well, he's pulling a homemade rickshaw behind him as he walks across the state. And he's done 1,000 miles. He's only got 4,000 more to go.
But I'm not counting the state, going to three small towns and showing off the rick. The 20% they don't hear about in big. Some smaller kids, Dick County, real bad, in the smaller ministries that are trying to reach out and help these children, and they're the ones that I'm going to allocate the funds to at the end of the walk. It's just, I think it's unacceptable for any child to go to bed in this country, not to mention almost a million kids in this state alone.
Because you grew up homeless and hungry, so you know what they're living.
I grew up homeless and hungry, and it just leads to a world of living on the streets and drugs and mental institutions, jails and prison. I lost both my brothers through it. One's doing life in prison. The other was shot and killed by police.
Oh, wow.
And my life was just in turmoil my whole life because of my childhood. And it's unacceptable. And I just don't see why it's happening in this country.
How did you turn your life around, Brett?
I turned my life around. I went to a faith-based program. I turned my life over to the biblical principles of the Bible. And ever since then, just my life has just been amazing. And I am now, I have a purpose-driven life. I am truly dedicated and committed to this Caring Steps, and I'm going to make sure that no child goes to bed hungry in this state. I would like to eradicate hunger for children in this state, and whatever it takes, I'm going to do.
So, and how are you doing that? How are you getting people to give you money?
Well, the money can be donated through the website. What I'm doing is, as I walk through each county, I have to find the smaller ministries and the places where the kids need the help the most. Obviously, I'm not going to know all that to the end of the walk.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the walk, it will all be allocated to the smaller ministries who are helping the kids in the smaller counties and smaller towns in each place. And where a lot of people, they all say it's awesome and I'm doing a great job, but it doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot of support yet. But I'm patient and I know it's going to work out. But I truly, truly want to help the children in this state.
Yeah, now that's, I know you're asking a penny a mile. That's $50. To support
over a year period, that's $1 a week. And with the website, it's updated every day. I'm GPS tracked. You can see where I walked, where I'm going through, what little ministries are helping the most. And it really only works out to $1 a week to follow the whole walk.
Good for you.
Yeah, and what do you do when you're not doing this? What were you doing before you set out on this odyssey?
Well, before I set out on this odyssey or this journey, it was just a life of turmoil, a life of just of pain, and until I opened up my heart to the principles of the Bible and started living the right way and doing the right thing, it was a culmination of all those years of being hungry and homeless and on the street, and it affects a child. It affects you for the rest of your life.
And what is the website again, Brett?
It's caringsteps.org.
Okay.
And may I add that there's two other people involved in this that people don't hear about. I got the guy who designed my website, Clayton Velasquez, out of Tampa, and my good friend John Clay out of Tampa. He's an ex-Vietnam vet, and they both share the passion that I have for wanting to help children in this state. And they've been with me every step of the way, and I, quite frankly, I don't think I could do it without them.
Yeah, I've traveled the state a lot, and I go through back roads. I take back roads and go through some of these counties you're talking about, like Dixie County and some of these others. And
yeah.
Boy, we got enough poverty here. We see people on the in the intersections who are looking for help and places like that. But, boy, you go to some of these places and you just see how rampant poverty is in this state. And
yes, sir, and I understand and I care about all homeless people. But the thing with me is a lot of the people who are older who are homeless, they can make choices and make things to change their lives. But a child has no choice.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter why the child is hungry. The problem is the child is hungry.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's a great thing that you're doing. And, again, the website, and you want to go to it right now, caringsteps.org, caringsteps.org, and it's Brett Bartholomew. And Brett, thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay, and good luck on the rest of your journey.
Could I just have a second to thank a couple people who would help me, who's been instrumental along the way?
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, we got Bush's Best Pest Service. They're out of Ocala, a fine group of people. I met an awesome Christian woman there, Holly, and she's just been great to me. Larry and Carol from BTR Tires out of Brooksville and Tampa, they've been great to me. Tallahassee Welding helped fix up my whole rickshaw 2 days ago on my 1,000-mile tune-up. and the Bicycle House in Tallahassee, Scott Benton.
Nice.
He was just awesome in helping me along the way. And I thank you all for letting me get on the air and try to get some of this word out, because it's so important. The children are our future.
Yeah.
And if we don't step in and make a change now, it just comes with problems later on in life. And it costs a whole lot more than to just feed the child as they're growing up.
Well, wishing
well,
you the best,
you've gotten the
Brett.
Word out there, Brett. And thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay. And Godspeed on your future.